Emily Parker, 5'10" senior, by Burnham Lady Days.
It's a give and go to Parker. She spins through a triple team and powered it through. 20 points for Emily Parker.
Finished this year averaging 18.7 points per game with a 54% field goal percentage. Her three-point percentage was 44%. She also averaged 14 rebounds per game. She has finished her career just over 1,600 points and just over 1,200 rebounds. She has led by Burnham in district championships the last 2 years. She is all-conference 4 years and all-district 3 years in basketball. She has already signed to move on and play for Missouri Baptist University next year. She ranks sixth in her class with a 3.87 GPA.
Emily Parker by Burnham Lady Days.
Time for another Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio. And this hour, we're speaking with Emily Parker from Viburnum High School, senior girls basketball player, and her first appearance on the J98 Dream Team. Emily, congratulations.
Thank you.
So we talked to you the other night during the show. You were really excited then. Has that excitement worn off, or are you still kind of on cloud nine right now?
No, I'm still kind of in shock over it.
You know, because we played the player card, the intro, the highlight, and all that. What was it like to hear that on the radio among, I'm guessing you were listening with family and friends?
Yes, I was. It was really great, especially to be recognized for it.
Viburnum doesn't get a whole lot of Dream Team athletes. I believe the last one was Jackson Conaway on the boys' side a few years ago. So you kind of make history there as well as, you know, one of the few girls basketball players from Viburnum to ever be a part of it. Have you thought about that yet?
Yeah, I have, and I mean, I hope there's future girls to come that are able to have this opportunity.
That very well could be, because the Viburnum girls basketball program seems to be on the rise, and you've been a big part of that, winning district championships and making the state playoffs each of the last 2 years. What's it been like to be a part of the Viburnum girls basketball uprise over the last 2 years?
It's been awesome. I'm really going to miss it, honestly.
How much work went into building what you guys have built there?
A lot of hours, especially when we didn't want to be there. You know, I think that happens a lot of times. And when you get a group of athletes that are dedicated to having the same goal and going to reach that goal, then it's accomplished.
Did it end up being worth it at the end?
Yeah, it did. It paid off.
Yeah. I never got a chance to have that feeling of raising a district championship trophy after you've won it all. So what's that feeling like after you've accomplished it?
Again, it's really great to... especially to be, like, for so long it hadn't happened, and then to finally accomplish that.
We were pretty big advocates for you on the Dream Team Selection Show last year when you didn't quite make the cut. You know, you were the 11th, so, you know, you just missed it by one player there last year. Did you listen last year and realize that you didn't make it, and did it maybe push you to have a better year this year?
Absolutely. It made me want to work a lot harder in the off season, and especially when it came time for season to come around.
Who was some of your biggest competition this year? Who did you really kind of enjoy going up against?
Definitely JC Skaggs. She's a very great player, and, you know, kudos to her for all of her accomplishments too. We played one time against each other, and we were matched up because we were obviously the biggest girls out there, and she's really fun to be around and play with too.
She is one of the best players in the state. How did you fare against her? Was it a pretty good battle?
Her team came out on top. You know, we had a rough night. We had one of our guards out, but I think we competed a little bit better last year than this year. But
just to run over your stats again one more time, 18.7 points per game, 54% field goal shooting, and 44% from beyond the arc, and also averaging 14 rebounds per game. So pretty much every aspect of the game, it looks like you do well. What do you think your biggest strength is?
I've always been one to go after the ball with rebounds. When my coach told me that I was close to 1,000 rebounds, I was just like in awe. I was so excited for it because I never really heard it happen before a lot. And I knew that was a really big goal for me to reach.
1,200 career rebounds, which is an astonishing number, really, when you look at it. And rebounds are kind of an overlooked stat at times. I mean, obviously, that was a stat that was important to you, and it also just helps the team tremendously, doesn't it?
Right, especially offensive rebounds. Very important.
Now that you're done at Viburnum, you're not done playing basketball. I was happy to see that you signed with Missouri Baptist, and we've talked to you about this a couple of times already, but I'm sure you're getting excited as the time for college gets closer.
I am. I'm very anxious to start this journey.
Emily, tell me about some favorite memories from your senior, or not even your senior season, just your entire career at Viburnum High School. Can you think of any?
Back-to-back district champions was definitely one of them. And my junior year, we came out and we beat Salem. It was not expected as much from our fan base, I don't think, but we came out and accomplished it, and that was really exciting for us.
You know, we talked to you the other night, and we could tell how excited you were to be on the Dream Team. And I'd like for you to speak about that a little bit as well, just being put on a Dream Team by a bunch of coaches that you've played against, and some of the coaches who you didn't even get a chance to play against, but they still voted for you because you have that reputation. What's that feeling?
It's really great recognition. I'm very grateful for it, for the coaches that have recognized the talent and that have done that for me.
Emily, tell us about your parents. What are their names, and what have they meant to your success?
Gary and Jenny Parker, and wow. Oh, my goodness. My dad, I probably can't even thank him enough for what he's done for me. And as a young kid, he was always in the gym with me, always pushing me to do stuff when I didn't want to do it. And it's definitely played off a lot. I'm very grateful for him.
That's awesome. And you're the second girl I've made cry today. Is there anybody else you'd like to thank for helping you along the way?
My coaches and even my teammates, you know, even the girls on the bench, I could look over and be having a bad game, and within minutes they were making me smile and cheering me up.
Sounds like you're really going to miss playing with them.
Yes, I am.
All right, Emily, congratulations once again. We're happy for you, happy that you made the Dream Team in your senior season, and best of luck at Missouri Baptist as well.
Thank you so much.
Emily Parker, senior Dream Team athlete from the Viburnum Lady Blue Jays girls basketball team. She joins us today on Regional Radio.